Now Mishnah test picks up. So what does now Rabban Gamliel do? Rabban Gamliel says, uh-oh, we're going to have a big problem on our hands. Shalach lo Rabban Gamliel. Rabban Gamliel sent a message to Rabbi Yeshua. And he said, Gozrani Alecha, I declare you, I insist, Shetavo etli, that you show up at my house, b'maklecha, with your stick, uvmaosecha, and with your money, v'yom ha-kippurim shechal yos p'cheshbonach, on the Yom Kippur that falls out on your, according to your calculation. In other words, not only are you not allowed to have what you have, you know, think what you want to think, I'm forcing you to be Machal Yom Kippur in front of everyone, so that everyone will see that you've recanted and backed down. So this made Rabbi Yeshua very unhappy. The Gemara says that he's had discussions with Rabbi Akiva, said he'd rather be, you know, so sick he'd be bedridden for a year than have to face the situation. I mean, he's sure he's right. He knows Yom Kippur, and he's asked to be Machal Yom Kippur.
Having the first
machlokes
in history.
No, that's not true. I will explain the historical context. That's not right. Hillel and Shammai are living.
Not Hillel and Shammai. Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel.
Well, there's some of them. No, they're way later. But now, this is happening, like, roughly speaking, in like the late 70s of the Common Era. I'm guessing, but around then. Okay, so soon after the destruction of the temple, Rabban Gamliel was in charge. Hillel and Shammai are living at the turn of the millennium, and they're—I guess the truth is, you're right. They're first Talmudim. That's true. But in any case, that is true. But I don't think the Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai machlokesim proliferated before the Churban Bais. That's for sure. So you see, this is an important. It's important for historical context, but they're Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai separated before the Churban Bais in terms of two different like schools. Kilu, as the Gemara says, Nas and Kishtei Torahs, as if it was like two different Torahs. They had two different like now. That being the case, Rabban Gamliel basically felt as the now we're going to exile and who knows for how long, we just simply can't afford the luxury of having like these kind of machlokesim. We discussed this, we mentioned this, there's a story in Bava Metzia, Nuntes, that Rabban Gamliel excommunicated his own brother-in-law, Rabbi Eliezer, and said, you know, if you won't back down over that oven story, then you're going to be, and he excommunicated him, and that's it, he was put out for the rest. Forever. Rabbi Eliezer wasn't allowed to rule anymore and teach anymore.
And the halacha is never like Rabbi Eliezer.
Right. He's kicked out. He's shamuti. He's kicked out of the process because he wouldn't back down. And it's the same story again. Now, except instead of Rabbi Eliezer, you got Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua, since he was greater than Rabbi Gamliel, they actually locked horns a number of times. There are three stories brought down in the Gemara. This is one of the three. The most famous of the three is in Brachas, maybe Chafches, where they fight over an issue about if Marv is a davening Marv is a Rishus or a Chova. In any case, he basically this is the first time where he humiliates Rabbi Yeshua. That was really the third time where he humiliated him, made him stand up on his feet and like made everyone look at him and said, admit it, you know, I'm right, and so on. Anyways, and there's actually a mutiny. This Talmidim actually rebelled and said, this is not on. They said, Rabban Gamliel, you can be the Nasi because you're the descendant of the descendant of Hillel, and that's your prerogative. But like, go easy on Rabbi Yeshua. Like he's the God of the door. And they said that's Arkan, and they actually dethroned them. They actually kicked Rabbi Gamliel out. They kicked him out, and they put in his place Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. He was like for a while he served as a Nazi until they came to an agreement, and Rabbi Gamliel chilled out a little bit. But in any case, so here Rabbi Gamliel basically feels he needs to assert centralized authority so that Jewish people, you know, don't have, God forbid, two Yom Kippurs. You can imagine this is like a permanent, you know. If you're a Machal Yom Kippur, you're not kosher Eidus, you're not going to marry someone who's blah, 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 blah. So you're going to have two schools in Judaism. We don't want that. We can't have that. So he says, no way. Everyone's going to see that I'm right, and we're going like me, and you're going to come with your stick in hand and money and that. So Rabbi Yeshua was very upset about the whole situation. So, Halacha Matzo Rabbi Akiva, Meitzar. Rabbi Akiva went and found him like in great distress. The Yerushalmi says that Rabbi Akiva was actually sent by Rabbi Gamliel to sort of make peace. Rabbi Akiva, you'll see, is peacemaker throughout Shas. So they brought him in to go now, try to convince Rabbi Yeshua it's not so bad, it's going to be okay. Amar lo, so Rabbi Akiva said to Rabbi Yeshua, Yesh li lilmod shekol ma she'asa Rabban Gamliel asui. He says, I have a learning in my hands, so to speak. I can show you why whatever Rabban Gamliel says you should do, and that's that, then you don't have to worry about it. Shneimar, as it says in the Pasuk, Ela mo'adei Hashem, these are the appointed times of God, Mikre Kodesh, I don't know what the sanctified events, holy convocations, that's the Ashram. Holy convocations, that's the Ashram tribulation. Asher tikro osam, asher tikro osam, that you will declare them. So they darshan, so he darshans out that it says, asher tikra'u, that you will declare, you meaning it's in the power of the Beis Din, exactly. And osam, they darshan rid of atem, like you have the power to make the decision of when. Bein bizmanan, bein shlo bizmanan, whether it actually turns out to be right or wrong. Whether it's in the proper time or not the proper time, the Beis Din is empowered to be Mekadosh L'Chodesh, and it's their prerogative, even if it would be, so to speak, not... Even if Rabbi Gamliel was really wrong, and there was, and the math, his math is wrong, or the Edom were really whatever, once he declares that he has the power to do it, then it's okay. Most people learn that, most Rishonim, I should say, learn that if the Beis Din makes a mistake, even on purpose, just for whatever reason decides, we want to make, you know, Rosh Chodesh day early this month, even though there's no moon. And everyone knows no moon, and the math doesn't allow for it to be a moon, there was no moon. Even so, it works. And the Rambam disagrees. The Rambam says, he agrees, of course, like with this over here, that if you made a mistake, then it sticks, and it's not, you don't redo things. But the Beis Din can't intentionally, willfully, you know, go against what the Edom and the astronomy. In any case, that's the story here. So, in our case, the math actually is behind Rabban Gamliel, so we haven't got that problem. But even if it would be that he was dead wrong, he was absolutely wrong, even so, Rabbi Kiva is saying you still listen to him. A side point, the Beis Din has no power to make months less than 29 or more than 30 days. You can't just say we're going to have a 35-day month this month. That's not going to wash. But the choosing between the 29 and 30-day months, that's their prerogative. Okay? Rabbi Kiva is probably number, I don't know, I can only guess. He's number three. I don't know. Rabbi Yeshua is the greatest. Yeah, exactly. Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Elazar from the previous door taught Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva's up there, but anyways, but he wasn't. He was, let's call him third. Fine, these guys, I don't know. Point is, so that he tried to placate Rabbi Yeshua and say it's not so bad, you should listen to him. That's the din. That the Torah says you should listen. As Tosi Yontif explains, the same person, i.e. God, who said, the Mekadosh L'Chodesh said, this is the way it works, and that's how we're going to go do it. Okay, so that's
Rabbi Yeshua wasn't aware of this.
He obviously didn't know this. Or didn't, I don't think he knew, apparently didn't know it. That's what Rabbi Kiva is saying. I have a Leman, I have a Drasha here. Apparently not. Bola Eitzer Abdosa, Ben Hyrcanus. So now, Rabbi Yeshua goes back to the original guy who voiced his opinion. Amar Lo, and Rabbi Dosa Ben Hyrcanus himself, now, also, like, assuages Rabbi Yeshua, because he backed down. Rabbi Dosa backed down. You notice in the Mishnah, like, it's Rabbi Yeshua saying, Rabbi Gamliel saying, Rabbi Yeshua, you show up. He didn't say, and Dosa, you too. So there are other reasons given. Maybe Dosa was a very old man at the time, and he was not the most important player, and so Rabbi Yeshua would be enough. But anyways, here, bottom line, you see that he backed down. Dosa himself backed down. Amar Lo, so he also gave him a drasha. It says, Imban anu ladun imban. If we come anu ladun achar beis dino shel Rabban Gamliel, if we start thinking, this Rabban Gamliel is based on what he's doing, tzrichan anu ladun achar kol beis dino beisin she'aman miyumos Moshe v'ad achshav. They'll have to worry about every din that every beis ever made since the beginning of time. And there were certainly bate din that were much less educated than Rabban Gamliel's beis din. So in other words, there's possible people make other mistakes. If you do that, then the whole Torah is going to fall apart. Shneimar, as it says, how do we know that we don't do that? How do we know that we accept the Beis Din, and the Beis Din has a lo b'shamayim, but Beis Din made a mistake, so then that's the din anyways. So, it's an important point. Like this, I'm sure will rub non, like, I don't know what I call them, non-halachic Jews, or whatever I call them, or non, you know, non, no, even Jews don't really fully commit to the... No, Jews that don't fully commit to like the Amunas Chachamim and the Torah Shebaal Peh and the Lo B'Shamayim, the rabbis have the power. So this is going to rub them the wrong way, because he's saying if they made mistakes, it doesn't matter. The halacha goes after their mistakes. That's how the Torah has to work. We have no other option in the matter. Otherwise, every generation will be a free for all. We're going to say, I don't like what they said, and I've got reasons why we shouldn't listen to them. So that's not how it works. And it brings a proof from the pasuk that's how it's going to work, because it says V'yal Moshe V'ar Nadav Aviu. It says in Mishpatim that all of them went to the Ol Moed. It was Moshe and Aaron and Nadav and Avihu, v'shivim mezikni Yisrael, and 70 more people. So he says, v'lamala nisparshu shmosan shel zakenim. You know, lots of times the Torah lists all 70 people. So where are the names here? Elamed, to teach you, Shakol Shlosha Shlosha Shamdu Beis Din Al Yisrael, whenever you have a Beis Din sitting in judgment, Harehu Kebeis Dino Shel Moshe. It has a full authorized power to act. Whatever they judge, whatever they decide, that's the decision. Unless, and it's binding. So with that, with those two pieces, Rabbi Yeshua felt comfortable enough that he's going to, based on what Rabbi Kiva told him and what Dosa told him, he's going to go now do what Rabbi Gamliel told him. Natal Makelo, he took his stick, the walking stick, Umaosa Biyado, and his money in his hand. Some unfortunately point out Biyado wasn't even required of him, so everyone could see he's like, you know, backing down, and he's making a show for the world to see, you know, we're going to Rabbi Gamliel, and that's that. Balach Yavna, he schlepped himself off to Yavna, ate the Rabban Gamliel, where Rabban Gamliel was. B'yom Shachal Yom Kippurim Liyos Pecheshbono. On the day of Yom Kippur fell out. Remember, I mean, the day after Yom Kippur. Rabban Gamliel said we're doing it early. He said, wait a day. So the day after Yom Kippur, then Shams, everyone who thought maybe they should fast, whatever it is, because of Yom Kippur, Rabban Gamliel said we're not doing that. Rabbi Yeshua shows up to confirm we're not doing that with a stick in hand. Amad Rabban Gamliel, and Rabban Gamliel stood up for Rabbi Yeshua, which is a big deal. V'nashka al Rosho, and he kissed him on his head. V'amarlo, and Rabbi Gamliel said to Rabbi Yeshua, Bo b'shalom, come in peace, Rabbi v'talmidi, my master and my student. Rabbi b'chokma, because you're the greater one in wisdom, I concede that to you. That's, again, his publicly saying, you're right, you are the greater one, but notwithstanding, v'talmidi, still you're my student, because I'm the nasi, shekibalta es divrei, and therefore you accepted my words. And with that, the Mishnah ends.